Lightning in the Cobra clutch. Behold the rocks. Drops, signs, and sentence. Rain on your parade. Rain in the Cobra clutch. Behold the rocks. Drops, signs,
Hey.
You're listening to Radio Pizza Party.
Radio Pizza Party.
Let me talk. We're listening to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9.
Broadcasting.
From?
Live from. Now you go, because you forgot live.
I'm already having so much fun.
Broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia.
On
CITR, I already said that. Oh, yeah. On the unceded territories of the Musqueam
people. Yep.
I am Tristan, ashiest of Larry's Wheeler. And my co-host is.
Hey guys. I'm Jack.
I'm pointing to him.
I'm the Sergioist of Lovejoy's Lamming.
This is Radio Pizza Party. If it's your first time listening, which I pray that it is.
We need more listeners. By the way, Tristan.
Yes.
Remind the listeners that we're on iTunes.
I was hoping to do that at the end of the show, but...
I'm doing it now. We can do it twice.
Hey, everybody, we are on iTunes. Check us out. CITR.
If
like
you
want to
put your eye on some tunes.
Radio Pizza Party.
We're there for you.
Don't put it too close. You get pink eye.
That's only listening to Pink.
What about Pink Floyd?
No, you get Pink Floyd eye.
Oh, right.
That's how it works.
So we have a guest on, and we talk a random topic. And today, our guest is... applause. Mr. Jack Howen, whose name is... his name is also Jack. So this is going to be
fun. This is going to be great.
The reverendest of Lovejoys.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, Reverend Lovejoy.
Yeah.
Can you fire up some
classic,
Lovejoy quotes?
It's a classic Simpsons goof there. You want some quotes?
Oh, quote
some
us
quotes
up.
From
if you're
Reverend
Lovejoy, you gotta quote us up.
You gotta quote yourself.
I think he had some really topical satire about the Bible and suburbia in the 90s.
Yeah,
that's one of his quotes. He said that.
When I first meet people and they tell me their name, I'm like, okay, then we'll quote yourself if you're actually that. And then I like to just to make sure everything's hunky dory.
They say like, hey, mom, what's for dinner? I'm like, yep, that's you.
Yeah,
unless they don't have a mom. And I'm like, you're not you.
Right. And then when you're talking to your mom and she says that, you know that's definitely not your mom.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't have a mom.
And yeah, because she doesn't have a mom.
Yeah,
she has a grandma. Right?
My mom was immaculately conceived.
Gross.
She doesn't have a mom somehow.
So, Jack Howen. I'm just
going to... Howen, you doing? I'm sure you've never heard that joke before.
You know what? Nobody else has made that joke, but that was a joke that I made to you. So.
Yes.
It was, and the full thing was, how in the heck are you doing?
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes more sense than my joke.
It was a good joke, though.
Mm-hmm. It's great.
I fully support that joke.
Yeah. So what have you been up to these days there, Jack?
Yeah, because you aren't going to answer
what? First of all, we're here with royalty. With UBC royalty.
UBC royalty.
If you didn't know, the UBC is passed down. It's a
crown. Emperorship.
Emperorship.
Yeah. It's a kingship. It's only dudes.
Right.
As it has been for the last like 10 plus
years. I was worried you were going to say as it should be.
No.
Whoa.
No. But I am the regal reigning king.
Excellent.
Yeah. Here we are. We have somebody's coming in.
Okay.
I'm not doing like sign language. Nobody's going to come and tell
me. I thought you were like, whoopty frickin' dude.
Who cares?
You're a guest on our show. You don't talk about yourself. Yeah, you talk about us.
Jack, who cares how?
How cares? How cares?
How cares about what you're saying?
How cares? Say hidden.
That's my health insurance company name.
Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum. you know what I'm talking about? Hey, we got a guy coming into the studio. He's going to take a few photographs.
Your name?
Hey, we can, if you just might as well hop into the mic there.
Have a name.
No, come. No, they couldn't hear
it's
that.
It's the man with no name.
I heard there was a horse with no name. I heard that once.
But a man, that's ridiculous.
Oh, a man. Hey. All right, so why don't we pick ourselves a topic?
Wait, whoa. We haven't covered what you've been up to.
Oh, well,
we didn't even cover what I've been up to. We just yelled about UBC for a while, which actually is what I've been up
yeah,
to.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
well, we figured that covered it. We talked about kings and queens.
Yeah.
Sorry, just kings.
Yeah, I know. I scream about the UBC.
What's like the weirdest thing that's happened in the last 24 hours?
The weirdest thing that's happened to me in the last 24 hours?
Or like the least weird, I don't know, you choose.
Least weird, like what, he ate cereal?
And you don't tell us which, and then we have to guess.
Yes, I like that idea.
You know what I mean?
Okay, I tell you two things. One of them is the weirdest.
One of them is the least weird.
One of them is the least weird.
But we have to guess.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. The weirdest thing is...
It's just two?
Just two things.
Two things.
I misunderstood the concept immediately.
That's okay. We that's our show.
My life.
I have gone to court.
Okay.
And I have been at CITR.
Hmm.
Oh, those are good. Those are
weirdest thing. I'm gonna say court.
I'm gonna say CITR is the weirdest thing. I feel like you're the kind of man that ends up in court all the time. On the reporter side, to be clear.
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe one time as a defendant or a lawyer. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Judge, hopefully.
Oh, could be a judge.
Judge Allen. Yep.
Just presiding.
Oh, is this a new episode of Judge Allen presiding?
Yes, it is.
Hey, I'm Jack. This is Judge Allen presiding.
So, what's a disagreement you two have had recently, and I'll judge it.
Okay. Here's the thing that's been long running. Tristan, if let's say there's a bowl of peanuts. Don't know why it'd be a bowl of peanuts. We're not at a bar. we're just around, and there's a bowl of peanuts. And I say, Tristan, do you know if I can have some of those peanuts? He'll say, yes, they're free range.
And do you think
they're free? I think free range is an absurd thing to say. They're free, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but free range. I say that. You understand what I'm saying. You understand that, okay, anyone can grab these. These are free range. If you're at a gun range and someone's like, yes.
I would think that the peanuts had been raised in an ethical and sustainable manner.
Yeah, like the peanuts were allowed to run around in the field for a while.
Yeah. They weren't caged peanuts.
No.
They were free nuts.
They were free nuts.
Free
nut
nuts
gallery.
Are my favorite kind of peanuts.
The nut,
nut gallery.
So what is the, okay, I feel like, but you would understand that, though. You'd understand that you can just grab them, though.
No, I would stop, and I would say, Tristan, what the fuck are you talking about?
Hey,
what the heck?
What the heck are you talking about?
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Cheese and rice.
Okay. How many do I get?
You get one in a non-sexual manner. It's like a PG-13 movie.
Okay. So I've used it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're done.
Cool.
That was it for all
And
of
that
us.
Was
Thanks,
the Judge Howen presiding.
Good. I like that.
Wait one second.
Are we doing a theme?
Yeah,
show?
I'm trying to. What the heck? Oh, wait, here we go.
Who's the special victims? Oh, geez.
All right, that was the Judge
that was
Howen presiding.
Judge Howen. Zubair just left. Sorry, the man with no name just left.
Whoops, it's out.
All right,
now we will go on to a picking topic. The way that works is we'll have Jack pick Howen. This is
this is going to be a long
wait,
show.
Wait, I mean, yes. You, mm-hmm. I'm pointing at Jack Howen.
Yep.
Pick a number between 1 and 10. I'm going to play a little ditty, and then while that's playing, I want you to think.
Thick.
I'm good at thick.
In between 1 and 10. All right, wait, jeez.
When do I say it?
After this song.
Can I say it in the middle of the song?
Hey, no.
Hey, Jack. Two Jacks.
Let's
pick a topic. Who sings that?
My buddy Nick Morgan.
Cool. Shouts out to Nick Morgan.
Yeah, we're gonna be playing some of this music later, actually.
Nicky Motok Bank.
Nicky Motok Bank. NM, as we Cole.
And I'm my boy.
And your number is?
I'm gonna do an 8, just like me.
don't be so down on yourself. You're a solid 9.5.
The topic for today is social media.
Oh boy. We got a lot of canned hot takes on this one.
I hate when kids use it in my classroom.
I know. Don't you feel it's called social media, but people are always on their phones, you know, there's no real interaction.
You know, I'm just gonna say social media and fidget spinners. I take issue. The kids in my class are just fidgeting and spinning.
Yep.
And tweeting their Facebooks.
All right, Jack Howen, if you could invent the perfect Jack Howen.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If you could invent the perfect social media, what would it be?
Twitter.
Oh wow, okay.
You're that, Jack?
It's perfectly garbage, and I think it's just the worst, and I love it.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's got a prolific...
it would be Twitter, but with less Nazis.
With less Nazis.
Fewer Nazis.
I'd say anything in the world deserves less Nazis. Like, they tried to ruin milk for a while there.
Wait, what? They?
Yeah, it was more of like a 4chan.
Because it was white?
Thing. Yeah. Do you remember Shia LaBeouf's, like, he will not divide us?
Right.
Thing?
Yeah.
They'd go in front of it, like, take their shirts off and chug milk. This is
the master race.
Joke. Like, Google things about it. It's crazy.
I'm going to take your word for it.
And then a bunch of them, like, it's like Pepe. Like, Richard Spencer then changed his, like, Twitter emoji thing to a glass of milk. If people didn't know, Richard Spencer's a Nazi.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Any person you know named Richard or Spencer is also a Nazi.
Yes.
Any person with two first names.
Yeah.
Is a Nazi.
Tristan
sure.
Wheeler.
Wheeler is a pretty dope first name. If you know anyone with the first name Wheeler, that guy is cool.
or a Nazi person, or a girl, depending. Yeah. Speaking of phones and calling in, we should open up the phone lines.
Well, we always do. No one calls
them
in.
Open.
Perpetually open.
Natalie promised to call in and make fun of me. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Let's open the lines. What's the number?
604-822-2422. 87.
What does that spell out?
604 UBCCITR.
As
the
in,
old number pad.
As in UBC and yourself on the radio.
Yeah. UBC and the UBC or something.
On the radio.
Right.
Hey. All right. Should we do a quick social media shout out because we all have it? What are our handles?
We'll do that in the end. Plugs in the middle. Every show does it at the end. Stop.
Every show?
Every show.
Why don't we break the rules?
Why don't we play with the format?
True. I'm going to break the rules. All right.
Yeah, we don't have to play by the rules.
My Facebook.
Oh, we're getting a call in.
Jesus.
Now, come over.
Hello?
Hey.
It's her.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
No.
Who is this?
This is Natalie. I can't believe you called me out, Jack.
You promised to call in.
That was a really good opportunity to do like a prank thing.
Yeah,
but
you could have said your name was
like Igor.
Fargy Schmarps.
Now when I call in later and give a fake name, I can be like, why would you assume it's Natalie?
You're going to have to disguise your voice.
Yeah, as soon as you say a word with AR in it, I'm going to know it's you. You Eastern Canadian.
I'm going to hang up right now.
Well, that's been fun. Thanks. Well,
thanks, Natalie.
Thanks, Spadley. just let it hit the other one.
Did we hang up on her?
Yeah, we did, I think.
Okay, good.
You're just playing with the light board now.
Okay, I think that's...
Cool.
she can call back in a little bit. That was a good little conversation.
That was a great bit. Anyway,
was that the first caller you've ever had?
No,
we've had other.
We've had a few
a guy
weirdos.
Called last year. Okay, so last week our topic was air horns, and we had some research. Oh, I'm sorry, you had to listen to that. We had an air horn button, and a guy called. I think he was in his car, and he just honked the horn like four times.
And then hung up.
That's pretty great.
Which, honestly, is amazing.
Yeah.
I like that.
I remember
if you're still listening, that's a really cool goof. That's a good prank.
Tristan, there must be a hang up button on there.
Those I know, lights... but I just don't like that these lights are on.
Yeah, I know, because I think it's the lines are open. Is there not a hang up button on the top or bottom?
It's fine.
I'm going to take a look at that. You guys keep talking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it's dropped.
This is good.
There we go. Figured out.
thanks to me.
A lot of our show is
it's just us
messing
to
with
figure
the
out the soundboard.
Is it cool that I'm fidgeting with this wire also and have been the entire time?
No, it sounded like radio static the entire time.
Oh, okay. Yours.
Kings, they should be, it should be meant.
That's what I like to do. I like to go on campus radio and scream about kings.
He's actually a monarchist. It's very strange.
Yeah. That's weird. So, as I was saying earlier, my social media handles, Facebook, first last name, Jack Lamming.
Wait, you putting on your Facebook?
Well, I've been saying my name here already.
I guess that's...
If people are going to find out, they're just going to look up my first and last name.
That's true.
What's your profile picture of?
My profile picture?
I think it's you wearing the Radio Pizza Party shirt.
It's me wearing an RPP shirt, because I plug RPP till I RIP. Anyway, a thing. My Instagram is at Slam and Lammin, LAMMIN, or SLA.
This is. I want to say, painful. I'm at the edge of my seat to hear.
How to spell Slam and Lammin? All right,
just
so
this
starts,
whole segment
it
is
starts
beautiful.
With an S.
I just yeah.
And then LAMMIN, and it goes straight into LA.
Ira Glass is calling because that was such a good radio bit.
Yeah, and my
it's Ira Glass says you're hired.
Yeah,
you're a hired Glass. My Twitter is
he's
Jack
changing it to this Jack
Lamming.
Life.
Hey. And the tagline is get jacked.
Get jacked on Jack.
Well, Tristan, what's your social media like?
It's pretty good. I got a few things going on there.
Speaking of social media, we're on
a few projects.
Yeah. A few polls I'm running on the Twitter.
Turns out Tristan has great hair.
Yeah.
Jack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, just you stop. You continue. Yep. What's one thing that what do you hate about social media though? There's one little thing.
Yeah. The aforementioned Nazis, not great.
Right. I wasn't sure what if you liked them or not. I'm glad you clarified that.
Yeah, that's for the record. I would say people who comment on news stories without understanding or reading them, but I actually love that.
we've had some experiences with that.
Yeah.
As a writer, I haven't. I wrote a pretty dud article and got some hate mail. I'll admit it.
Which one was that?
It was the move to the back of the 99 one.
Okay.
It was all over the place.
It was a good article. It was.
I didn't think a couple things through.
Well, you know, yeah. Sometimes. There was that one guy who was mad that we were stealing someone's like meme event idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, wait, that article was to promote the event. I linked
it
to it in the article.
Oh.
Yeah, the pitch that I took was Emma. She's like, hey, does somebody want to bitch about the 99? And it was the link to that. The whole idea was that people were going to promo that thing. And then I did. And then the guy got...
And then he was like,
I need to take a walk.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I posted as the UBC all of the other 99-related articles that we've ever done. There are like seven or five of them. And it was like, great, so you're just ripping off yourself now.
It's not an untapped well.
It is not. In the history of the UBC, we've written about the 99 a few times. Tristan, that's you right. Also got dragged a little bit on social media for an article that you wrote.
A couple times.
A couple times. Well, I reviewed a restaurant, which was in the Trump Hotel.
Owned by Trump.
By the Trump Organization.
And servers, all Trump.
Yeah, the servers were Donald Trump.
Pretty
clones.
Amazing. Smelled bad.
Smelled bad, but there was one that smelled okay. I made sure to give everyone the old sniff test. It was just
excuse me, garçon. Yeah. Show me your pits.
Oh, yes.
Let me sniff your pits.
I thought you were... expensive thing. It was a rice dish. It was not good. Wrote about it, and then people were like, this guy's got a friggin' agenda against Trump. But, I mean...
Yeah, people took real hard issue with a culture article that was, like, clearly... like half straight up satire and half joking about crappy fried rice.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about the time you almost got sued?
Ooh.
Am I allowed to talk about this?
Are you getting yourself
I don't know about this, so please do.
Okay.
Let's just get wild.
Basically, I reviewed a restaurant. I called it the worst at what it does.
Oh, yes. I remember this. Yep.
Yeah. This is good. This is fertile ground.
I don't think anybody can sue anybody over a review.
Unless
you were
how
like,
public is this information?
Maybe not.
Okay, let's move on.
We'll just stop it there. All right.
The UBC has been threatened with lawsuits.
I imagine that's a pretty common phenomenon.
Hasn't happened to me personally, and I'm pretty upset about that.
You just need to start getting more libelous. Purposefully.
What yeah. a Santa Ono hiding in that in that bow tie.
My favorite is when UBC PR doesn't threaten us with a lawsuit, but just implies that they might in the future.
Oh.
Like when we leaked the broad-based admissions docs, they were like, this is a seriously illegal thing to leak. And the person who leaked this was acting really illegally. So you're publishing this at your own risk.
Oh.
And we were like, nowhere in there does it say you're going to sue us.
But it's kind of that, like, they grab you when you're standing at a bridge saying, like, oh, you're gonna, you know.
It's a real nice newspaper you got.
Yeah. Wouldn't want anything to happen to it.
Now, I understand the person that did leak that, fully anonymous. What's their address? Just out of curiosity.
Initials. Give us that, please. No.
Initials. Yeah. Maybe their birthday, social insurance number.
Yeah, it's RPP. They live at.
Oh, no! Got it. Cut his mic.
get out of here. Cancel the show. Why don't we go for a little bit of a break?
A QLB.
Yeah. A QLB? Thank you.
Quick little
Thank
break.
Thank you.
If people were confused.
A quarter little back.
Yes. Ooh. A little quarterback.
Quick, yeah. Quick to the draw there.
Who's this song by?
This song is by Nick Morgan, as we talked about. NM. This song is
just
called.
Got that down.
This is called Daydreamer. It's on his Bandcamp, nikimo.bandcamp.com. The Kootenays Demo is the name of the album.
I was thinking of this. All I could think of when I heard Daydreamer was Dreamweaver.
Yeah, it's actually just Dreamweaver. It's like not even like him singing it. It's just a...
they changed the name.
It's a pirate copy.
So
I'm going to just play.
Zing him.
All right, so let's play that, and we'll see you soon.
Dreamweaver.
Sitting in a classroom, looking around, trying to find a buddy. That's when it happened, we locked eyes. I was now your victim on the road to deep my heart.
Being that it's been around for so long.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's very active in the community because it's run by community members and UBC students, obviously. Whether you're into radio as a hobby or whether you want to get some real-world experience, it's a great place to go. It's like a very open and creative environment. Everybody that's, you know, working here seems really jazzed about what they're doing at the station. Just lots of really, like, good, like challenging music and spoken word content. It's a great station.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia, on unceded Coast Salish, Musqueam territory. Learn how to get involved at citr.ca.
I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my dreams. It made me lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine, more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
Hey. Welcome back
to
Radio
Pizza
Party.
Hey,
CITR 101.9.
Hey, back.
We are random topic for the day is social media. We are here with myself, Tristan, my co-host Jack,
myself,
and
Jack.
My guest Jack.
We haven't talked enough about how there are two Jacks on the show.
Should we fight?
Yes.
All right. Stick up your dukes.
Yep.
I did cut my finger earlier, so I'm gonna get blood all over you.
Oh, gross! Yeah, I don't want to fight anymore.
All right, we're good.
I can see.
All right, we can see.
It's over.
So now we only got one Jack in the studio. No.
Well, see you later, guys.
I just died instantly
out of fear. So, social media. We were talking about socialism. What was the deal with
yeah,
that?
What was? Let's quote Ja Rule.
Ja Rule just tweeted, "Social media has ruined socialism."
Hmm. Can I get a clarification on why you follow Ja Rule?
I don't think that I do, but I think someone retweeted it. One of the many socialist accounts that I do follow retweeted it.
Karl Marx has a Twitter account now, doesn't he?
Actually, let me put a reversal on that. Why don't you follow Ja Rule?
That's a much better question.
And why do you follow a ton of socialist accounts?
Well, I'm not the one who published an article with communist in the title. calling
That's
themselves
true.
Communist.
I didn't write that title.
Okay.
I am
headlines,
not a communist.
We're good journalists. They're headlines.
Of course.
That's my bad. I'm trying to look, but I can't find it. I lost it.
That's okay.
Ja Rule's Twitter name is Rule York.
Oh, that's
pretty
great.
You know what I say about, you know what I think?
I say.
You know, I do declare. What the heck was going on there? Just one second.
What are you saying?
You know what I was saying about social media, Jack? Yeah. I think you know what I'm going to say here. What's social media? Social media gets me a little bit cheesed off. Good afternoon.
What
Welcome
gets you
to
cheesed
off?
Tristan, what gets you cheesed off?
What gets me cheesed off is when you go on social media and all you see is people posting their friends and memes that you don't like. I'm cheesed off. Jack, what gets you cheesed off?
Which one?
Jack Lanning.
You, I'm not ready
Thanks
yet.
Thanks for the clarification. What gets me cheesed off?
What gets you cheesed off?
Tasty BuzzFeed videos. I'm not that good a cook. They make me feel bad. They're like cut apples. What am I, a chemist? That's what gets me cheesed off. Other Jack, what gets you cheesed off?
You know what gets me cheesed off?
What gets you cheesed off?
The fact that my friends all get cheesed off when I try and put them in my top 8 on Facebook by private messaging them each individually. That gets me cheesed off.
And that was cheesed off.
What a great app.
What a great app of cheesed off.
That was good.
That's a little known show. We don't do that one very much.
No, because it hurts our throats.
Yeah. That's what, you know, that gets me cheesed off. Should we open it back up?
I'm sorry. Do you want me to?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to open up cheesed off again. Start the clocks. Okay, Jack, what gets you cheesed off about cheesed off?
Cheesed off, cheese me off because my throat gets cheesed off. That's been cheesed off.
That's been cheesed off.
Well, that was a blast.
I'm so sorry, Jack.
I can see why Alex Jones does that.
It gets the energy really going.
My heart hurts deep down. I feel like I want to be a bad father and lose custody of my children.
It's all performance
art. Hey, it
was
performance art.
Yeah.
Oh, right. No.
Got you, too. Social media.
Yes.
More social what was the media. First social media you were ever on?
That was really smooth.
The first social media I was ever on?
Yeah.
What was it? I got Facebook secretly because I wasn't allowed.
Oh, yeah. I think I did the same thing.
My last name was Jack Smith for a while.
Oh, the most
generic of names. Dragon, but you can't have your name as Dragon, like Dragon.
Oh, his real name was Dragon.
His brother's name was Phoenix. Parents were hippies. Anyway.
Wow.
Or
was his parents George R.R. Mountain? Martin.
Yeah, George R.R. Mountain. His name was Dragon Mountain. You couldn't have, like, You couldn't have dragon as your name on Facebook because he was like, no mythical creatures, nerd. So he was D-R-A-G-I-N for a while.
And that was fine?
Yeah.
Because he was dragging his butt around like a dog.
Yeah, it was or weird. Sad. He's like, I got to live up to the name, man. You are what you eat.
What?
And eating ain't cheating.
Oh, jeez.
So anyway, Jack, go on. What was your first, other than Jack Smith? When did you come out as a Facebook user?
When did I come out? Sometime in my teens. There's not a funny answer for this. I got caught repeatedly by my stepmom.
Ooh.
Just like,
Is it because you kept adding her?
Yeah.
It's like, who's this Jack Smith? I don't know, but you should accept it.
I was like, hey, is dinner ready? And she was like, you're grounded forever.
You're going to die in your room. You guys ever been grounded?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I made a Facebook page in like grade 7 called RIP Tristan Wheeler.
Oh, I remember. You told me about this.
And my dad was very mad at me. Because apparently.
Did it dupe him?
Yeah, people.
He went, Tristan? Tristan? Oh, God!
Tristan, get down here. Are you dead?
But no. Apparently someone called the house and was like, oh, my God, is Tristan okay?
That is so funny.
And I was in big trouble.
So it went on for how long? Like
the page?
Yeah.
Well, the page, originally, I just Googled, like, originally the photo was, like, some Turkish guy. Like, I just, like Ataturk or something. And I thought that was funny.
Ataturk.
Yeah. And then
Turkish
it was.
Turkish guy, Ataturk.
It was my fake. I thought I was, like, it's obviously fake because I was commenting on it, like, LOL, I'm dead. And
sucks to be you guys. I got heaven up here.
Yeah, but then.
A bunch
then,
of pool tables.
That was probably one of the maddest my dad's been at me ever.
That's awesome. I love that his punishment was for faking being dead and making people think you were dead was to keep you out of the public eye for a while. Is Tristan dead? No, he's just grounded.
No.
Stop calling my house.
Don't go downstairs.
He's not down there. He's alive, though. Howen, have you been grounded? What did you do? Did you say your mom was dead or something?
Why does that name sound aggressive?
Hey, Howen,
have I been grounded? I've been disappointed at.
Oh, that's
very,
so much worse.
Kid. Yeah, probably the worst thing I ever did growing up was like get a fake Facebook. Like, I was not the worst child.
Did you guys do any of those social medias that aren't really existent anymore? Like,
I had a MySpace, and then I was like, this is way too complicated.
Must have been pretty young then, hey?
Yeah, I was also really stupid.
Right, that's true too.
Was.
I had a Yik Yak, but I never commented on anything. Yeah. Which I don't think he'd ever be able to prove that I had a Yik Yak because it was secret.
Other than your on-air taped admission.
Oh no!
On the internet forever.
I'm never gonna be able to come.
Yeah, I had a
Yik
Yak briefly. It was really depressing.
Yeah, because
like the top yaks were always like pretty sexist. Or, like,
oh yeah,
yeah.
With, that's like one you have in like that was like first year I had, that was sort of a thing and that a couple years ago that was more of a I remember well, I had that first year.
Well, they shut down now.
They're completely shut down. I didn't know that. I thought they just weren't popular.
They yacked up.
What they did, they started letting people have usernames.
Which oh right, I remember that
defeats the whole point of it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just sort of ruined.
I remember being feeling like the Wild West when I'd go on Yik Yak at UVic.
It was crazy,
but it was really just like a bunch of dumb idiots saying. Dumb idiot things, including myself.
You went to UVic?
Yeah, first year.
Yeah, nice. We were roommates.
Yeah. Did you read the martlet?
I went to the meetings, never wrote for them.
Did you meet Miles?
I met Miles. Miles is a great guy.
Miles is super cool. I follow him on Twitter. I've never met him in real life.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He gives off a good kind of like older brother, like supportive older brother vibe. Yeah.
Gives you noogies.
Yeah. He's like, come here, champ.
That article sucked. Yeah.
But there wasn't a lot of people working there. So, they did stuff. So I think because there was only like 3 people that were like kind of committed. I'm like, I don't want to have to be this committed. I'm a wee one, but then
I'm a wee little boy. That was when you were 4'8", right?
Yeah, and I grew.
I'm too physically small for that. Everyone there is a giant.
It's weird. Suck there in the basement.
Yeah, weird newspaper.
But yeah, first year I was just too scared to do all the things I'm doing now. Essentially.
Yeah. Sums up why I hated first year.
Yeah.
Cool. Speaking of things you're doing now,
mm-hmm.
are you How long are you going to keep doing the 99 things to do? How long is that going to go on?
How many do you have left?
I don't know. I think till the end of this year, because you guys will come up with another list, no?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Probably.
For the record, for the uninitiated, Tristan is a writer at the Abaisi, and he's doing a list.
So much.
We did the UBC. I didn't write any, but they did a 99 things to do at UBC and in Vancouver before you die, I think.
Yeah.
No, it was just at UBC. Just at UBC. UBC, yeah.
Okay.
Before you graduate.
Some of them had to do
graduate.
With a bus.
But
so,
same thing.
And Tristan is taking upon himself to punish himself and do every single one of those things, come hell or arrest.
Yeah. What's the most fun you've had doing that so far?
The most fun?
Was it painting the cairn?
Painting the cairn was fun.
Which one?
What?
Which one?
Oh, both.
Yeah?
That was just a fun experience to just kind of walk up to someone I've never met before and be like, yo.
Did you have an appointment with him?
No, I just walked in.
You just walked into his office and were like, here's a cool thing I'm doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, cool.
But that was cool. Yeah, that was probably the fun one. When I had the front page, that was cool.
Yeah, which that was cool.
Never thought that'd happen. But.
Yeah, yeah, the I beat him page. To the front page. I mean, just not that. You know.
Oh, with the feature, the serious man journalist feature you did.
That's what they call me, serious man journalist feature.
Yep.
Lamming.
How was that one? Did you have fun
I had a blast. It only took 4 months.
Yep.
Through
did Moira
no,
get passive aggressive at you?
No, through no fault of mine or Moira's own. It was the people we were interviewing took a long time to get back to us.
It was the summer too, so
yeah. They were like, you know what, bro?
We're surfing waves right now, dude.
I don't want to imply that Moira is passive aggressive. She's just way too nice to be aggressive.
Yeah,
like the rest of us.
You just feel like kind of like bad when something like she'll make you feel disappointed.
Yeah,
in yourself.
In yourself.
By
yes.
No like virtue of her own, just because like you've failed her.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. It's not like she's like laying it on at all. It's like it's just sort of a feeling.
So you're insecure.
I thought that was evident. Yeah, I have a radio
with
show.
Everything. If there's any sign that you're insecure, it's that you want your voice to be heard by as many people as possible. Like, somebody tell me I'm good.
Yeah.
AV Club, write an article about me, please.
Or just call in and honk your horn a bunch of times.
Please, something. I just need something.
Should we open those lines back up?
The lines have been open. 604-822-2487. 604-UBC-CITR.
If anybody's listening, please hit us up.
Small
give
update.
Us a call.
Natalie texted me and she said, this is bullying. This is bullying.
Yeah, she sent that to me too.
Okay.
I might have got it. I haven't checked it. Why don't we jump into a little game that we like to call fake news?
I'm not going to give you a question. You are fake news.
All right. So
that is a really short game. Theme song. Great app. Hey, I'm Jack, by the way.
So the idea of this game is I give you a few. It's kind of like two truths and a lie. You have to figure out which one is the fake one.
Oh God, this is going to be so embarrassing if I don't get it.
Okay, so there's a few of them here. So I'll give you one here.
Okay.
Trump makes executive order to allow self to recall retired Air Force pilots easily. What? Jack, this is making Lamming.
So
can you,
the headline is Trump signed in an executive order that makes it easier. So let's say an Air Force pilot retires. There's a way for him to be called back into service.
Oh, okay. That's what you're saying.
And Trump just signed an executive order that makes it way easier for him to do that.
Okay, yeah. Trump makes executive order to suspend Hillary Clinton's Twitter.
Okay.
Trump makes executive order to abolish the Democratic Party.
Which of these seems outlandish?
The last two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. All right, we got another one here. British Airways now offers free flights to people with refugee status. Someone's calling. Let's finish this one up and then we'll.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, do you want me to call or do you want me to answer this call? We'll wait. Person,
run through it quick.
Are we sure
okay.
that they'll stay?
Oh, sorry. So offers people with refugee status.
Yeah.
British Airways apologizes to bed bug bitten travelers.
Okay.
And British Airways now calls bed bugs a feature.
like an airplane apologizing is hard to imagine.
Right.
But.
Wait, the plane itself or the airline?
Both.
Yeah.
Now that
yeah.
you mention it.
Mm-hmm.
That seems totally unreasonable that an airplane would apologize.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But probably the last bed bug one. Probably.
Which one was the last one?
The feature one?
No. Incorrect.
That's true?
British Airways. No, wait. That one's not true. I thought, Okay, what do you think is the true one? What do you think is the true one? Sorry.
Oh, there's only one true one.
There's only one true one.
The first one.
The free flights one?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Fuck.
It's British.
Shoot.
Dead gun.
We're rated R now.
Shooter, I'm so sorry.
British Airways apologizes to bedbug bitten travelers.
Okay.
I'm sure there's a story there. Okay, one last one. All right,
no, let's answer the call.
Hey. Hello, who's there?
Questions on the board.
Hello?
Hi, I'm wanted to talk to Jack and Tristan at CITR, if that's possible.
Yeah, for sure.
What's up? What's your name?
Hey, who's this?
Hi, my name is Michael Smith. I'm calling in. Wow. I'm a big fan of your show.
Oh, really? Thanks.
You can say that with a straight face, huh?
Is this fake? Is this a plant?
I don't know.
I don't. What's up? What's a plant?
It's they grow outside. So, Michael Smith, what's up?
I just wanted to say that I'm a huge fan of your show. Like, you guys are really good at what you do, and I just wanted to say thank you for the entertainment. Like, I love you guys.
Wow.
Well, we love you too, Michael Smith.
Michael Smith.
No matter how wrong you are.
We like that you're a liar.
I mean, I just appreciate the funniness that comes out of you guys.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Thanks,
Mike. Enough of this,
thanks.
Mike. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. Bye.
He hung up on you?
We've been got.
Okay, so sorry. Back to fake news.
That was a good prank.
Great prank.
Yeah, you know, I love it when people think they say they're our friends to be a prank. It happened to me so much in high school. It's so much fun.
Okay. Chilean poet Pablo Neruda didn't actually die, says expert.
Expert on what?
Expert, just an expert on him, I suppose. Mm. Chilean poet Pablo Neruda did not die of cancer, says expert.
He was hit by a bus.
Chilean poet Pablo Neruda took several others with him, says expert.
Oh, man.
Those first two are a clue. I don't know this one.
I think the middle one is true. I think the cancer one is true.
Correct.
Yes.
That was.
Should I guess now?
Wait, I thought it was for.
I didn't know that one. I wanted to guess too.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to guess the first one.
Wrong. And that was fake news.
I'm not going to give you a question. You are fake news.
I like that it sounds like he says dues.
You are fake dudes.
Nose problem.
But wasn't that the big thing? It's like he does cocaine.
Yeah, because he was sniffing a lot in one of the debates.
Right, right.
Oh, I remember that. Oh, man.
Allegedly.
That feels like it was about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That was almost exactly a year ago.
And then Hillary Clinton fell down the stairs and got a barrel stuck on her head and fell off a cliff. But before she actually fell, she looked down and held up a sign that says help.
Stepped on a rake and it hit her in the face.
Yeah, there was a lot of weird stuff that happens. I'm just stealing this bit from Chapo Trapos 100%.
That's fine. We are a completely original show. We don't take anything from you talking to me.
Yeah, and Earwolf never heard of it.
Yeah, never heard
we
of it.
We never rip off anything.
Yeah.
Totally. Yep.
Excellent.
Yep.
So why don't we hibbity hop our way to another break? This next song is New York City Cops by The Strokes.
Yep.
So we're going to play that, and then we're going to continue the show.
That was fun.
That was. Strange. Meanness in the bedroom.
National Museum's Hastings Park 1942 exhibit marks the 75th anniversary of Japanese-Canadian internment. Visit the exhibit until January 13th to see Japanese Problem, a contemporary performance piece which offers a glimpse into a dark episode of history at the Pienese Livestock Barn. Nikkei National Museum is located in Burnaby and entry is by donation.
Sundays from 9 till 10 p.m. for bootlegs and B-sides with your host, Doran, for the finest in soul, dubstep, ghetto funk, and electro.
All right, everybody. Hey, we're back. It's Radio Pizza Party. Our topic today is social media, and I've been told that we have Jack... Our guest, Jack,
the intrepid journalist that he is.
It's our number one fan,
Michael Smith. He's at the window.
He's outside.
Michael Smith has a sign that says "Michael Smith loves you."
What a guy,
Michael Smith.
Michael Smith, the man with no name.
The man with no name, Zubair. He goes by many.
So you were told us that we have you have a few questions for us. So.
I do. Since I'm a hack journalist, right. I have to ask these things. Jack. What made you think you could walk into the UBC and use my name?
Well, it's honest. It's been a plan for a while. Are you older than me? How old are you?
22.
Okay, yes. He is older than me. My parents heard of a Jack that was going to end up going to UBC, and they were like, you know what, Jack?
Mm-hmm.
My unborn child?
It was foretold.
You're going to go mess it up. You're going to make things really confusing for a while.
Yep.
All right, yeah, that's my answer.
We're gonna make you look exactly like him from behind.
Both have glasses, so you can't even say the one with glasses.
Yeah,
similar height.
Yep. Yeah, both with bad takes and journalistic aspirations. No, you have good takes. You have good takes, I think.
He's got takes.
So do you. You know, Jack supporting Jacks.
Jack supporting Jacks
all the time.
Tristan, what was painting Alan Aaron Holtz's face like?
It was.
You painted his face?
Yeah. It was surprising.
That's not what I thought it was.
And I didn't check to see if the paint was safe to put on people.
So you could have just been smearing lead paint.
It could have been pretty dangerous.
Weird story in Chinatown.
But yeah, I just walked in, was like, "Hey, well, you know, what do you want?" And then I did it. And while I was doing it, I'm like, "This is."
You said, "What do you want?"
I'm like,
you
"Hey,
walked into his office and said, "What do you want?
This is happening.
I
what
could
do
a
want?
Butterfly. I could do stripes.
I can make you can make you look like a tiger. It'd be wonderful.
It'd be great. What do you want?"
But
forget
hey, forget about it. I'm out of here. I'm walking you. Was that all the questions you had?
No, I had some more.
Okay. And then if someone wants to call in 604-822-2487 while he's answering this question.
They're trying to weasel out of this. Jack, why is the future of drinking a wine vending machine in London?
Now we're getting. What is so this?
Cult? This is in reference to an article I wrote about. Like a couple weeks ago, I went to London with my family, and we went to a wine bar in London where you load up like a credit card with money, not your credit card, a store credit card, and there's these big coolers on the wall that are filled with wine bottles that have straws in them, and you put it in, and then you get to suck on the straw for. No, I'm kidding. you hit a button for like how much you want of wine, and they all have different prices depending on how nice they are. And then you put your wine glass under, and it's like a Slurpee machine, and just dispenses a glass of wine. And it's the best.
I imagine it's spraying kind of like
it's
like
a mist.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just put your face under it.
Yeah.
Shit, I keep forgetting these as soon as I put my phone down.
That's okay.
Tristan, can you get me across the border quickly?
Without
trouble?
I'm sure I could work that out. Because I got a backpack.
Is this in reference to something?
I think this
it's in reference to your mom trying to get you
to become a border guard.
Oh, man, I wish that was the end of the sentence.
Yeah.
It's in reference to your mom, bro.
I came on Radio Pizza Party to own the host.
And he's done it.
Well, why don't we go into a little game?
What do we call it?
We call it Would You Rather.
Would you rather wanna hurt me? Would you rather wanna make me cry? Would you rather wanna
This is like 6 months. This is a long time ago we made this.
Yeah.
Would you rather wanna see me fly?
My favorite jokes are when you just put something that has the same number of syllables in place of something with the same number of syllables, you know?
Can you give us some examples?
Like, do you really want to hurt me replaced with would you rather want to?
Yeah, that's a lot of my humor.
Yeah.
It's bad.
The funniest part of it is when you explain it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's all jokes should end in a handshake, as in you both understood the joke.
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
So I got a first would you rather here.
Yeah, hit me with it.
Would you
Tell
rather
me what I want.
What I really, really want. Yeah. Would you rather be spoon-fed actual tiny airplanes or spoon-feed an adult every day?
I thought it was going to be spoon-feed an adult airplane.
The idea,
like with jet fuel.
So, yeah, you got to ask me questions. Like, you don't want to just jump right to it because there could be things that you didn't ask
airplanes.
That might come up. Yes.
No, I've jumped to it.
Oh, you're jumping to it. Well, that's going to be a mistake on your part.
Can I ask some questions now that I've chosen?
No.
Okay.
You've made your choice. Other Jack, do you have any questions about the either scenario?
What are the tiny airplanes made of?
Granola.
Wait, what was the second thing? What was the second choice?
Spoon feed an adult every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
How long would the spoon feeding last of the adult?
Like a meal, like dinner.
What
like how long it takes?
Really slowly.
But it takes like the usual time it takes to eat dinner, so like 4 hours.
Oh, should I choose the adult?
Every day it's random.
Oh.
Wait.
So a guy shows up to your door and he's like, I got an email. And you get to it that way.
So you have a 1 in 7 billion chance of having
spoon feeding your own mother?
Killer.
Yes.
I was thinking a serial killer, but that works too.
Yeah. Well, yes. You wouldn't want to feed him cereal.
No, he'd be upset.
Man alive.
Hey, it's a difference with an S, ladies. That's what
you
he'd
think,
say.
Do you think serial killers, like when they go buy groceries, they ever stand in the cereal aisle and just go?
They're like, that's me. That's what I do.
Look at this. Look at me. I did this. Call the cops.
And that's why they didn't find Picton for so long. They just didn't.
He was out in Abbotsford, like, well, whatever. nobody's watching him buy groceries.
Yeah. Okay, so, Jack, did you come to your...
I want to spoon feed an airplane.
Okay. Excellent. The correct answer was spoon feed an adult, so you guys got that wrong.
What do you mean?
What's the deal?
With airplane food.
What's the deal?
We don't have time to play that game.
Oh, man.
Airplane.
That fits
food.
So perfectly.
It does.
Okay, here we go.
Yes.
Would you rather visit Guantanamo for a staycation or go to a fat camp, Jack Lamming?
I would die. And wait, the question is if I want to be in Guantanamo Bay.
For a staycation.
That's not a staycation.
I don't live there.
Yeah.
Is
exactly.
The scenario that I do live there?
Yeah.
And
you're one of the guards.
I'm one of the guards. Now you're just asking me if I'm a sadist or not.
So basically it's like, do you want to go to work for a day but not actually do work?
But not work.
Okay.
Yeah, you get to people, and then people will also be giving you like
what
pineapple.
Can I do on this staycation? They're giving me pineapple?
People are giving you pineapple.
I
you're sitting.
Off?
What?
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 You heard what I said.
I'm going to ignore it. they're giving you pineapple. You're able to watch reruns of MASH.
Which season?
First. I know before it got good.
Yeah. And the other option was I go to fat camp.
Jack.
Do you have to participate in the activities of fat camp?
Or can I be one of the guards there too?
You have to participate, but your invested interest is up to you. So like you can do it, but like kind of really phone it in.
Okay.
What do you mean phone it in?
Yeah, like phone
like
it in.
Sneak meals.
Yeah, like you know, just kind of like Private Pile from Full Metal Jacket. You can like sneak
shoot
donuts
myself?
In and stuff. And shoot.
I'm gonna go with Fat Camp.
Okay.
Shows you what my priorities are.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I'll go Fat Camp.
Okay,
yeah.
Excellent.
I decided against some Guantanamo jokes.
Yeah, let's keep those off the air. They're on the record forever.
Okay, last one here. Would you rather have an ice cream headache every Friday night from 6 to 7 p.m. or have someone hit your foot with a hammer once a week at a random time?
Oh, God. Sorry, this was every Friday or
every
day?
Friday, 6 every to Friday. 7.
Okay, that's like before you're going out usually.
And that's during our show. So you wouldn't be able to listen.
Yeah.
Can I get that? Can I get a repeat there? I didn't
feels
care.
Like I do.
What?
Can I get a repeat on
of the whole thing?
Yeah.
Have an ice cream headache every Friday night from 6 to 7 or have someone hit your foot with a hammer once a week at a random time.
Real hammer?
How hard?
It's one of those hammers that squeak hammer. That you win at like fairs and stuff.
Oh, then that. Absolutely.
Wait. That you win like, you know, the strength game where you bring it over your head and you smash it and you try to get to ding the bell? Is one of those?
No, not one of those. One of the squeaky like inflatable ones.
Oh, yeah,
ones.
Then a squeaky one.
Yeah. That seems like
wait, how heavy is it?
Pretty easy choice.
It's 18,000 pounds.
Whoa. I was not expecting
does
that.
Does it squeak really low, like squeak?
Yeah, buildings
or just
rattle.
Ear-splittingly loud.
It's high-pitched.
Deafens everyone in an 18-mile radius.
Well, my life goal has been to make people deaf. So,
make people Beth?
Deaf.
Who's Beth?
Beth, I'm going to rename people Beth.
Weird.
Yeah.
Somebody called freaking Paul Stanley or freaking Peter Chris, Beth.
I don't know what you mean.
They sung that song.
It's Beth.
It's Beth.
It's Beth.
A while. Guys are both on your phones.
Yeah,
that's
I don't
paying attention.
Care.
I'm conducting important journalism.
I wasn't
business.
Paying attention that one time. I'll admit
Jack
that.
Dropped his phone.
Lamming.
So
lamming. Sorry. Sorry. This guy's got an iron grip on his phone.
Yeah.
Alan.
Can I ask you, which one of you is going to win the physical fight for culture editor next year?
Me.
I won the mental fight.
You
yeah,
are both running
locked me in a room.
Can we get
for
that
two
on record on air?
Well, I'm not and getting not, any. I'm not putting
yeah,
any.
Yeah, we haven't decided.
Okay.
It's all.
You going to share custody, maybe?
Can you run for two positions at once? Is that allowed, or are you shot?
It's allowed, but you will be shot, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. Where are you
what
shot?
What if I run really fast?
Then, yeah, maybe you can outrun the
what if you outrun the bullet?
Outrun my guns.
Well, if I have the pumped up kicks.
Oh, yeah, hey, pumped up kids.
Yeah.
I think really we're running song. Out of time on
I
the
think
old
we
show.
Are yeah. running out of time on the old show, as they say.
But in the young show.
All the young shows carry the toes.
Yep.
Yep.
That's what they say.
Got us there.
Yep. It's a Bible.
What?
Deuteronomy
Live
23:15.
It. Love it. Learn it.
That's my favorite Bill and Ted movie, Deuteronomy, where they go to the Bible times.
Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, where's my car?
Okay.
Let's go. Hey, I'm Father Jimbo. Let's read from Deuteronomy.
We're making the Bible cool.
I gotta go catch some bitchin' waves, bro.
Whoosh.
That wasn't a Bible thing. That's just what I'm doing next.
Hey-o.
More like the Tower of Babel.
Oh, man. Why are we out of time? We could have cut down this forever.
More like revolutions, am I right? Per minute.
Because
you guys like final?
I got some quick 6 CCR records.
CCR. All right. Okay, so how we name this show is we each go around and say a word.
Oh.
It could be anything.
And then that three-word phrase is the name of the episode.
Want to start us off? Jack Howen, not me. Not Dr.
Myself. Extreme.
Home.
Makeover.